Researching the use of asexual reproduction in industry, my interests lay mainly in implications, its advantages and advantages, and scientific use. Micropropagation, the reproduction of large numbers of plants with small pieces of the stock plant, is used as an alternative to more conventional methods of plant propagation, such as fertilizers, plant hormones, etc. One single cell of a leaf can regenerate whole plants. Depending on the species, the original tissue can be taken from the shoot-up leaf, bud, stem, or root tissue. The original tissue of the stock plant is not destroyed in the process. It is worth mentioning that still experts have problems micropropagating specific species like wooden plants. In micropropagation, one uses the plant's protoplast, a single cell that has been stripped of its cell wall by enzymatic treatment. A single leaf yields tens of millions of single cells. Those protoplasts tend to fuse with each other. Leads to somatic hybridization. Taking two protoplasts of the same species of plants with different characteristics can therefore lead to a single plant with both characteristics. The evidence for this theoretically possible procedure is lacking yet. In gene splicing experiments, genetic material is incorporated into a cell. For example, insulin has already been made by incorporating genetic material into bacteria. The bacterial cultures became synthesizers of insulin. Theoretically, it would also be possible to incorporate genetic characteristics for accumulating high sugar content in a sugar maple. In the European Union and elsewhere, genetically manipulated fruits are already unlabeled on the market. One of the advantages in micropropagation lies in the ability to improve plants through using tissue culture to plant propagation. Plant germplasm is manipulated at the cellular level. Research has already been conducted and practiced on shrubs, disease, insect, or stress-resistant plants, and superior individuals of a specific species can be selected and propagated through tissue culture. The natural variability is exploited by inducing chemical and physical agents or radiation known to cause mutations. Pathogen-free plants have, for example, been obtained, maintained, and mass-propagated. After all, one of the main advantages is that one single plant can be multiplied into several new plants. Moreover, the parent plant is not destroyed by the process. But the deeper we do our research into micropropagation, the more we can observe lack of evidence and knowledge. Do we really think that we can control and manipulate life deep down into its genetic structure? What if our experiments get out of control? We don't know anything about the long-term implications of genetic manipulations. Where are our limits? When do we want to create the perfect human being by micropropagation and genetic manipulations? Does it lead us to happiness to know more and more, to get more quantity and better quality? The social, the psychological, and the moral implications of genetic manipulation seem extremely important. Too important, in fact, to be postponed or forgotten because we are so fascinated by our new discoveries and power over nature.